We do have some postcard perfect scenery. The bright blues of Tampa Bay and the lush greens of palm trees and mangroves. Now imagine what it would be like to see all of that from a bird's eye view. Let's join Florida Matters producer Stephanie Colombini as she soars above the city of Oldsmar in Pinellas County.
About halfway between bustling downtown Tampa and the Gulf beaches, you'll find nearly 400 acres of peace and quiet in the Mobley Bayou Wilderness Preserve. Unless you're near the area where Empower Adventures Tampa Bay has made its home, in which case you'll hear sounds more along the lines of
woo-hoo!
The company's been offering zip line tours in Oldsmar for a little over a year now. I arrived to test the ropes early one drizzling morning, still puffy-eyed, but not at all anxious about the thrills that lay ahead. A self-proclaimed adrenaline junkie, I figured this day would be a breeze. Outside the course, I met a couple other tourmates and our guides, Jocelyn DeFriest and Calvin Joustra.
I will be your receiving guide. That means I go down the line first, so you can gotta get a sense of how the line is running. Jocelyn will be your zipline therapist today, so if you need any words of encouragement, she will be there to provide those for you.
We ran through a brief but critical overview of equipment and safety procedures. Key lessons, trust the gear, and listen for the word zip on as the green light to take that nerve-wracking first step off the platform. Now the fun could begin.
So zip on three. Here we go. 1, 2, 3,
zip on!
All right, we are ready to climb up to the very...
Up a seemingly endless flight of stairs, you'll definitely work your glutes on this trip. We made it to the first zip line.
Zipping Stephanie.
Zip on Stephanie.
All right, here we go.
My morning drowsiness was immediately wiped away as I soared about six stories above palms, pines, and oak trees.
Oh, I'm coming in fast.
All right, Stephanie, how was it?
That was awesome.
The guides had a fairly easy day cut out for them with a small group of young thrill seekers like myself. But Calvin Joustra insists this course isn't just for fearless flyers. He's had customers as old as 96 years old and some who were absolutely terrified to zip on.
Sometimes it's something that's on their bucket list that they want to accomplish. Sometimes they're like, I'm scared of heights. I want to get past this. It's our job as guides to just help them find the courage that's inside of them to be able to take that step off.
The basic $69 package at Empower gets you 5 zip lines and a walk across a suspension bridge. But for an extra $20, you can also experience the extreme course. It includes aerial obstacles that test the mind and the muscles, like a swinging log, rickety bridge, and tightrope walk. I patted myself on the back for getting through most of these smoothly, but had my ego checked on an obstacle with crisscrossed ropes known as the hourglass.
I'm crab walking, basically, sideways, along a tightrope. Nice view of the bay.
Woo! Lean forward.
All right, I just fell backwards, but I'm still on the rope.
Safely back on the platform, I gave my wobbly legs a break on another zip line through the preserve.
Zipping over the treetops, I see an osprey eating a fish.
Speaking of osprey, one of the best views of the entire course is along the 200-foot-long Flight of the Osprey suspension bridge. It gets its name from the healthy population of birds that live around the course. We lucked out because the light rain cleared up just as we got to the bridge, so we were greeted with a cool breeze and brilliant sunlight that made Tampa Bay sparkle. Off in the distance, you can spot the skyscrapers of downtown Tampa and St. Pete. The Courtney Campbell Causeway's in clear view, and if you squint hard, Jocelyn DeFriest points out you can even see the smokestacks of Apollo Beach Power Plant.
This is our office.
Are you hiring?
The bridge sets you up for the last zip line. At 650 feet, it's the longest one in the course and also the fastest, sending you right over the bay at whipping speeds. Well, 5 for 5 and still alive, we all gave ourselves a round of applause. But we weren't done yet. The extreme package wraps up with the leap of faith. Basically, you climb up a power pole, stand upright at the top, and jump off it. Sounded real simple to me, until I actually had to do it. Climbing up the pegs of the pole was nothing, but when I reached that critical point at the top where I had to commit to stepping off the pegs and onto the pole's narrow surface, panic began to set in.
Taking a breather, secretly stalling.
There were a couple of failed half attempts where I'd lift my right foot off the peg, sway a little bit, and immediately glue myself back to the pole, my heart racing faster and faster from the fear of falling off and insecurity about holding the Torah up for what felt like an eternity.
Oh, man. It's not even a leap of faith. It's a get on top of the pole in faith. Okay.
After probably saying, okay, another 30 times, I braced myself, put one foot on top of the pole, and began to put my weight on it, expecting to tumble off at any moment, and then I was standing until it was time to jump off.
3, 2, 1. Woo!
When I was finally on the ground safely and disconnected from my harness, I was more proud of myself than I'd been in a long time.
Nice job!
I'm like shaking.
I wrapped up my day at Empower Adventures satisfied and surprised. I found out I'm not superhuman, but that's okay, because learning that lesson was a blast. For Florida Matters, I'm Stephanie Colombini.